This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. There's this persistent idea that millennials don't want to buy homes. Well, that's not true, but millennials are approaching the housing market differently, and that has implications for the Birmingham area. We talk about that in this week's Magic City Marketplace. Joining me is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal, Ty West. Good morning, Ty.
Hey, thanks for having me.
What are millennials thinking about as they look to enter the housing market?
Well, I mean, as you mentioned, there's a lot of people who just kind of assume because so many millennials are renting that they don't really want to buy homes. They would just prefer to rent. The studies, the statistics, and really anecdotal evidence here in Birmingham shows that's not really the case. What we're seeing here in Birmingham specifically is kind of a combination of factors. You're seeing a state where students have a relatively high percentage of student loan debt. The Birmingham housing market right now has been doing pretty well and also has a very short supply of inventory, which drives prices up. But you're also seeing young professionals really have specific desires about where they want to live. And that's one of the factors that's making it difficult for many to purchase homes. So many young professionals right now, their preferred areas are these areas that are closer in to the city. But those areas are also some of the most in demand. So you're seeing these young professionals, in many cases, they're choosing location over the rent or own question. They would rather rent in their desired location rather than buy in a location that they would prefer not to be in.
So if you have lots of millennials who still want to buy homes, but they don't have a lot of cash and housing prices are generally high where they want to live, it would seem that the marketplace would respond, that we would see lower cost options. Are we seeing that?
We're seeing that in very small pockets. The problem is there's not a lot of that type of what you would call desirable land where you can get a project approved for a cost that makes sense to sell the homes at the price points that the traditional young professional could afford. And that's the problem we hear for builders. There's been some cases of some closer-in developments in places around Irondale and a couple of neighborhoods like that. There just isn't a ton of that property available anymore. And in some of the places that is available, it's hard to get these type of projects and subdivisions approved nowadays.
Well, if that's the situation we're in, what's sort of the long-term challenge for the housing market in Birmingham?
Well, some of the real estate brokers we said this really could pose a generational challenge, a challenge that kind of has a role, plays an impact decades from now. And really, that's because your traditional trajectory is you buy a house, you build up some equity, you have a larger family, you decide to move to a larger house. You use the equity in that first house to make that happen. But if you're delaying that purchase, that's kind of delaying that cycle a little bit. This could have an impact down the road, whether it's in terms of depressed prices. You're not seeing this home sales strength maybe a few years from now because of that generational shift. So it's something that could have long-term implications if you end up with a situation where instead of buying a home at 25 or 28, people are waiting till 35 or 40. That's just going to put them a little bit behind the traditional curve in terms of wealth, in terms of home equity. So that's something that will have ramifications down the road.
Well, also, many cities, including Birmingham, have difficulty filling tech jobs. A national initiative aimed at filling those openings came to Birmingham this month. And Ty, tell us about this tech jobs tour.
Yeah, it stopped here in Birmingham at Innovation Depot. Just the fact that Birmingham was one of the cities on the tour is a good sign for us. I mean, we've been trying to elevate our technology scene here and really raise awareness of what we have here, the growing companies we have coming out of the depot and elsewhere. So having a stop like this here is critical, but it's also critical because of the need we have in the workforce locally. They did some kind of mentoring. They did some pairing between companies and people who have tech skills, but also working with people who conceivably could be tech workers that don't have the skills yet, but conceivably could. So the key for Birmingham, it really moving ahead, is building that pipeline of talent.
Well, explain that pipeline of talent, because we know local universities are producing folks with science and technology backgrounds. There's demand for it. Where's the gap?
I think the gap is using the traditional programs, not producing enough. And there's a hot competition, so some of the talent we're producing isn't staying in Birmingham. I think that's why you're seeing, and one big benefit of some of these programs you're seeing, it's filling in those gaps, finding areas where we have a need, people who need jobs that could be good coders, could be good software developers, creating those connections that I think what you're seeing with programs coming out of Tech Birmingham, out of Innovation Depot, out of UAB. I think you're seeing that more and more as these efforts to kind of connect those gaps and really build a local pipeline of tech talent that would run all the way from Birmingham high schools all the way up.
Ty West is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal. Ty, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks a lot.